Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
You know, it's interesting because I'm a preacher. I mean, it's hard for me not to. We're driving to an event last night, and we were driving down 6th Street, and we were in between, I guess, Utica and Peoria, and man, we rolled up, and there were 100 Harleys parked there in the street at this bar, and I'm telling you, it was hard for me because I wanted to go preach. I wanted to go in there, and she said, and I said, Sandy, can we go there? She said, you're going to take your wife in there? I said, yeah, come on, Sandy, you and I are going, and but man, we have to get this out. But what's interesting is that the three biggest Sundays of the year historically in the church, number one, of course, is Easter, it's Super Bowl. Number two is Mother's Day, okay? And number three is the Christmas week. So here we are at the Christmas week. Well, Christmas and Easter, it's really difficult for me to get up at Christmas time and preach a Christmas message and give you details that you've heard since you were a kid. I mean, you all know about the virgin birth. You all know about the angelic host coming to Mary and saying, okay, you're with child. And she's like, I've never been with a man. And he said, no, God picked you. You're with child. Man, you're a blessed woman. And then go to Joseph and say, Joseph, Mary, you know, you're engaged to Mary here. You're the fiance. She's with child, okay? So just relax. It's God's, and he had to wrap his heart and his mind around that, his emotions. I mean, you think about all the awkwardness that comes with this gospel, and then for me to get up and communicate the details, the three wise men, the whole manger scene, everything that is just so amazing about the gift that God gave us in his son Jesus, but everything rolled into that the whole idea of that the whole birth of Jesus is that the Bible says that a child is born and a son is given. And what's amazing about that is we think about God giving his son on Golgotha at the crucifixion. But you know what? God gave his son when he was born. He gave his son to be the savior of the world. And that's what was communicated. Communicated to the wise men, communicated to the shepherds. And that we communicate today is God gave his son, listen, at birth. I mean, oh my gosh, it's not Jesus being obedient to the cross. It's that it's from the point of his delivery, God gave him to mankind. And see, and that's what it boils down to, because Christmas, what happens at Christmas time is Christmas is so built up, and I don't believe it's just built up by the world and media and movies and television and music. I just think it's built up because of how grand the experience was that, man, the Savior was born. I mean, it's such a big deal. I don't think that's something that you could minimize at all ever. But here it is. When you think about all the familiar details and the familiarity of it, how to make it new and fresh, how to make it compelling. See, that's my heart. It's like, God, that this is new for people. This is fresh for people. This is compelling for people. Well, you leave here and you have to tell somebody about Jesus. See, that's the key to church to me. The key to church is that I know my role here. My role is to help you fulfill your purpose on this earth. I know my role. It's a secondary role. The Bible says God's given gifts unto men, first apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints. That's the primary role. For the work of the ministry, man, it's God's people. It's that what we're going to do is we're taking this and we're unleashing God's people on mankind. That's the love of God. Man, we all think that the world's become so treacherous. And you know what I say? I say good riddance. I say, you know what? Man, where sin abounds, grace so much more abounds. Man, God's power in our life. Man, you're thinking about how terrible things are now with terrorism and with governments and with politics and all kinds of things. And you think, wait a second, man, God knew this ahead of time when he put us on this planet. God's trusting us with this treacherous time in our history. God's trusting us right now. And you know what? The gospel's not delicate. The gospel's not something that we have to handle carefully. Man, the gospel's designed. Listen, every Bible story that I know of is messy. Every single one of them. I mean, think about Mary and Joseph. You're gonna have a child. You've never been with a man. Try to talk your way out of that one. But here we are. And it boils down to the central theme of the gospel of Jesus. And it's John, the third chapter. Because there's people in here that this year you've lost loved ones. This year you've been divorced. This year you might have even aborted a child. This year you've gone through things that you didn't plan on going through them. You didn't have a plan for that. But you know what? It happened. Man, life might have thrown you a curve. Jesus said, look, in this world you'd have tribulation. I promise you that. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. This is one of those overcoming moments right here and right now. One of those overcoming moments in every person's life right here, because the Bible says that God so loved the world. Think about this. Now the world, listen, isn't our planet. That doesn't mean God so loved the planet Earth. It says God so loved the world. That word world there is actually the social system that we live in. That God loved the social system of our lives so much. See, he doesn't want to be compartmentalized in our life. And I'll tell you, that's the limit that comes on Christians. Is when we try to compartmentalize our life. We try to say, well, no, that guy's a jerk, and no, that guy's got ulterior motives, and I've got to get the job done. It's hard for me to take Christianity into the workplace and those kind of things. Listen, that's exactly where the devil wants God's people. A limiting life. Man, a life of content, that we're content with what the world gives us. But Jesus said, for God so loved the world, the social systems of our lives, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe upon him will never perish. In the margin of your Bible, in your notes, write, listen, never be insignificant. Never take a back seat. Man, never be shed aside. Never be on the B team. Never be in a place that, man, that word perish there is you'll never be insufficient. That you'll always have and be able to offer more than enough. That through him, we'd have eternal life. We'd have extraordinary life. We'd have, listen, supernatural life. You know, Paul wrote, he said, listen, man, you could live on this earth as a mere man. But you know what? We don't have to. That implies that we can live on this earth as supernatural men and supernatural women. See, because the idea of this is that God promised, Jesus said this, the works that I do, you'll do, but greater because I go to my Father. The Bible says that as he is on the earth, so are we. You know, see, we're duped into thinking, no, there's nothing I can do. You know, I'm not Jesus. Really? You're made in God's image. You have been born again. Your spirit, the spirit man that's on the inside of you, it's hidden in Christ. It's exactly like Jesus had. See, we've got to put this in the right perspective, because the lie and the deceit of the devil is keeping us from the limitless life that God's called us to have. That's the gift that God gave us. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is for you to remove your limits. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter who's sitting in that White House. I'm telling you, what matters is who is in your heart, whose voice you're going to hear. The voice of the living God is on the inside of me, and another voice I won't follow. See, and it's when I screw up, man, God picks me up, and God puts me on the right path. Man, when I err, when I sin, you know what? God puts me out there. You know why? God doesn't see us as sinners anymore. God sees us as sons now. But yeah, do we have that go-to? Yeah, if we're susceptible, because if we become susceptible to what the enemy, those fiery darts of those lies, that deceit. Remember, greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. That's Christmas. Man, unto us a child is born, a son is given. God gave his son for me. And you know what it did? It redeemed me. It redeemed me from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death. Poverty, sickness, and death. You know what? I've been redeemed. That debt that I used to have to poverty, it's been paid. Sickness, it's been paid. Death, premature death, it's been paid. So guess what? The latter days of your life are going to be greater than your former. So guess what? Everything you put your hand to will prosper, yet no weapon formed against you will. See, you'll think, oh my gosh, I'm under attack. And it's got to get to the point, greater is he who's in me. I, above all, take the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. And nothing will by any means harm me. What the devil means to take you out can't have any effect in your life. See, that's the promise that God gives us. That's what this Christmas is. And then verse 17, for God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world. I'll tell you what, man, some of you knuckleheads better be cheering right now. God didn't send his son in the world to condemn you. You know why? You're condemnable. You're guilty. Man, if you don't think you are, the Bible refers to you as a whitewashed tombstone. You're all pretty on the outside, but dead on the inside. No, you know what? That's not who we are. What you see is not what you get. This is not who I am. Who I am is a child of the King. I'll tell you what beats in my chest is the heart of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. See, that's what we are. We're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. What's a conqueror? Someone who wins. What's somebody that's more than a conqueror? Somebody who knows there's gonna win. What are you facing right now? I'm telling you, I know that you win in that situation. Oh, but the doctor said, oh, but. Man, I've got this court deal, and I've got, do you understand? The very heart of the King is in the hand of God. Now it's just us. That's what it boils down to. We're the players. Do you understand that? We're the true players. The media may not call it that. Politics may not recognize that. And the economy, do you understand in the first century, Rome put in Caesar we trust on the currency? And do you understand Christians just looked at it and decided not to use it? They just started bartering. And it almost bankrupted Rome. So, you know, America took notice. You know what they put on their currency? In God we trust. We want Christians using our money. We don't want to bankrupt this country. See, that's the kind of influence. That's the kind of power. That's the kind of play that we have in us. See, let me inform you. There's salvation on your lips. There's healing in your hands. The Bible says these signs will follow those who believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You'll think, oh my gosh. There's people that'll say, well, it's not my hands, it's just a point of contact. The Bible doesn't say that. Trust me, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible just says, look, you're a believer in Jesus. Man, you've been transformed by the washing of the water of the word. Get your hands on sick people. So much so that Peter, they came and they brought aprons and he prayed for them and people rose off of deathbeds. People that were paralyzed, they put them along the path and his shadow would be cast upon them and they'd get up and they'd run. I'm telling you, the power that's on the inside of us, that's what Christmas is. Is what God's doing is saying, listen, I'm coming back and I'm rescuing my sons and my daughters and I'm bringing them back in. And you know what? I don't think there's any unreachable people out there. I believe we're all God's sheep. Some of them are just lost. That's why God calls shepherds to go to the highways and the hedges and compel them in. to search and seek after him. See, let me just tell you, man, there's people that are holed up right now that may very well be on your account. I'd venture to say that as big as this crowd is in this room right now, there's probably every lost person in this area is probably on someone's list. And you know what Christmas is? A time for family to come together and celebrate. Do you know what church is? A time for family to come in and celebrate. See, that's all this is for me. This is an extension of my family. This is an extension of my home. Man, I was in the other sanctuary at 10 o'clock, and I said, God, I just love this room. This is where we started on this property. God, I love the origins here. I drive by the building that they're selling building materials out of right now. I said, God, I just love that building. So many salvations, so many people. But you know what? Vision was birthed in that building. See, let me just tell you, that's what Christmas is. Vision is birthed. Lay hold of that which is laid hold of you. Be who God's called you to be. Don't worry about what me or anybody else thinks. Be who God's called you to be. And you'll think, oh my gosh, how do I do that? You know what Paul said? What you see me do, you do. What you hear me say, you say. Then you know what? There's no guesswork. It's all just a little bit of training, a little bit of discipling, a little bit of obedience. A little bit of obedience goes a long way in your life. And you know what the Bible says? It's better than sacrifice. It's Christmas. Let's win the world to Jesus. It's Christmas. Let's plant a church in Sepulpa. It's Christmas. Let's win Sky Took to Jesus. It's Christmas. Let's love one another. It's Christmas. Let's have strong marriages. It's Christmas. Let's be purposeful parents. It's Christmas. Let's work as of unto the Lord. Man, you work as of unto the Lord. What's 2016 look like? It doubles or triples or quadruples because you're just not making it to put a few sandwiches on your plate. Now, I'm not here to feed my family. I'm here to feed this region. Do you know we could do that from here? Do you know that? We could feed this region. And that's what God told Abraham. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. With us right here, there's no hungry people in this area. How's that sound? There's two parts of this. Hey, come and see. Hey, go and tell. Your commission today, A, is Merry Christmas. B, go and tell. Tell somebody about this Jesus that you know. Tell somebody about the God who gave his son the minute he was born so that you could live right and that God could be a part of your social system. God, we love you and we praise you. God, we thank you today that your hand's on our lives. God, everything that you jam-packed into this morning, God, we thank you and we're so appreciative. God, I thank you now for a move of your spirit upon every household in this place. God, I thank you for it. If you're sick in your body right now or you have symptoms in your body, will you raise your hand? Wherever you are, just raise your hand. Just keep your hand up. God, I thank you right now that death is swallowed up in victory. God, I thank you that just as Peter penned it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by whose stripes you were healed, therefore you are. Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he went about doing good, and he healed all. And God, we expect that now in this room. God, we expect, God, an immersion, a baptism of your healing power in people's lives, and we just receive it by faith, God, because we know you're able, we know you're willing, and we receive it now. God, we want all of you that we could get in Jesus' name. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah!
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.